Danny is on the line in Arlington, New Jersey. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you.
And my daughter's at the age where I want to introduce her into coding and making apps for her iPad. She's very excited about doing that.
That's great.
How do I do it? I mean, I'm starting basically from scratch. I want to do it with her. I used to program and code back when in the days of BASIC. So there's a huge detachment there. How can I get started without going to, what was that ranch, Nerd Ranch?
Big Nerd Ranch.
Yeah.
You saw when we had that, we did a show after the Apple conference earlier this week. And a young woman, I think she was in seventh or eighth grade, came over. She was a scholar and who was Apple gave her a scholarship to come to the developers conference because in middle school she'd done some coding. I've met a number of young people, and many of them learned at the Hour of Code. That's hourofcode.com. This is a movement to get kids. How old is your daughter?
12.
Perfect. To get kids, especially middle schoolers, involved in coding. And if she shows some interest, that's great. They have Hour of Code events and so forth. That's a place to start as a resource. There is an iPad. There are a number of iPad apps that teach coding, including my favorite, Tinker. T-Y-N-K-E-R. It's fun. Okay? And it should probably just play it.
Is that the app that teaches you how to do the if-then?
Yes.
Yes, I saw the show on that.
It's really cool. So I recommend that, and I don't think it's too expensive.
Done.
Then, of course, on the web, there's lots of places you can learn. And as she gets more proficient, she can even take college-level courses at iTunes U or Udacity or Coursera. Google has they call it their nano degree program, where you could take a few courses in a particular area and get a degree, and anybody can do this. And of course, there's codeschool.com, which is another great thing. The only thing about Code School is it's web-based technologies. So it's not, and I understand she wants to do iOS because that's what she loves. So this will be less useful for iOS. You're going to learn kind of more web programming. Not that that's not a very useful skill. There's also Code Academy, which is a great place. But again, it's focused not so much on app creation. It's free, though. That's the nice advantage of that. And certainly as you get more advanced, you know what? You should go to Code School, CodeAcademy.com and play with that a little bit. They have a variety of different languages. They make it very easy to learn online. And you see, they start with 13-year-olds. I mean, you could, you know, any age. It tends to be things like Python and not stuff that's so useful for writing apps. I would start with Tinker just so she can learn the fundamentals. There's a great programming language. Again, it's not going to teach you apps, but I think the fundamentals of programming, things like if-then loops, do-while loops, things like that. Scratch is a great program for that. She might think of it as a little young. A lot of schools use Scratch. It's free also from MIT. Scratch.mit.edu. And Tinker would lead to Scratch very easily. It's a very similar idea of kind of plug-in programming. But Scratch is not on the web. It's or on the iPad. It's on the computer. So there's okay. There's some great choices out there. And it's a perfect time to do this. And you know what? You'll have a lot of fun doing it too, I think.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Of the codes, I'm definitely have a soft for Tinker. She'll dive into that.
Tinker will be great. Good place to start.
Of the codes that she should learn after Tinker.
Well, the problem is, okay, so she's motivated to make an app. And honestly, that's a lot of kids are, because that's where they live, right? On their tablet or on their phone. So the problem is that's kind of more serious programming. If it's for iOS, Apple has this new language, Swift, which I think is a very good teaching language. So her next thing, if it's for an iPad, would be Swift. But that's now we're talking real coding. I mean, it's a little more challenging. There is on Android, there's some interesting choices like MIT's App Inventor, which is very much like Scratch for Android. And I've written apps in that. And you don't have to be very sophisticated to do that. So there's, boy, you couldn't have found a better time to take this on, especially for girls because everybody, Google, Apple, everybody dedicating million, Intel, dedicating $300 million to improving diversity in high tech because it's all, you know, it's a lot of guys, a lot of white guys. We want to really improve diversity. So your daughter is coming on at exactly the right time.
Quick thing, I watch a lot of your shows on my
I can
my
tell,
iPhone.
Yeah.
You had a woman there.
Hold on a sec. We got to take a break. Leo Laporte,
the tech guy.
Yeah, don't learn COBOL. Less useful now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Danny.
There was a woman you had on one of your shows, and I apologize. I forget her name. You were very excited to see her. She did a lot of coding for girls.
Yeah. So we were talking about App Camp for Girls, which is starting to spread out, and this would be great for your daughter. If you look for App Camp for Girls on Google, you'll find out more about it. She was a counselor there. It's appcamp4girls.com. I should have mentioned this. I don't know if it's too late for this summer, but you can see where the camps are. You're in New Jersey. I don't know if there's one on the East Coast. There's Vancouver, Seattle, Portland. Yeah, they started in Portland, so they're all on the West Coast. But that's going to spread, and that will be another way. Those girls go there. They're your daughter's age, and they go to camp. It's a great camp, and they leave having written an app or participated in writing an app. And what's great about that is there are a variety of skills. You could be an artist or a programmer. This is so cool. My friend Gene McDonald does this, and it is amazing. Yeah. Another good one to know about. You should look around. There are probably similar things in New Jersey. I'm sure there are.
I'm going to do my best.
Hey, Danny, that's great. I'm thrilled to hear you doing that.
It's motivated by you. I'm not kidding you.
Good. And you know what? You're going to have fun getting back into it.
Oh, I know I will.
It's the best hobby. To me, it's my favorite hobby. I love it. I wish I could do more of it. It's so much fun.